Yo, what's up? It's your boy BC Bader, and welcome back to another episode of the Baderscape podcast, the podcast dedicated to all things solo sexuality and masturbation. I'm so excited for this episode because I sit down and chat with our Bader bro, Sniffer Bro SF, and we chat about all kinds of sexy things, all of them about masturbation. Go follow them on X under that handle. You can also follow them on Just for Fans at Sniffer Bro SF. Thank you so much again for your continued support and tuning in every 2 weeks for these enlightening conversations about solo sexuality. And I really hope that you enjoy this episode. Again, thanks for listening. I hope that works. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm struggling. I was trying to like connect my Canon camera because I feel like my camera on the computer is shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just didn't work.
I just used my phone. Yeah. You can use your phone.
I could use my phone, but then I was trying to get like that. You know how like when DSLRs get that like quality of like, you know,
yes,
it's not as flat. There's like more dimensional shit going on. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it didn't work. How's it going? Hey, thanks so much for being on my podcast.
I'm honored to be here. Thanks for inviting me.
Yeah, of course. For those listening, I'm chatting with... Are you a gooner? You're a gooner. You're a gooner.
Mm-hmm.
Gooner Bader, Sniffer Bro SF, which tells me that you're in San Francisco. Is that correct?
Yes, I am from San Francisco.
How is it like being born and raised in San Francisco? I've always wanted to like grow up in San Francisco for some weird reason.
I'm not actually born here. I just moved here in 2019, just before the pandemic.
Okay.
I'm originally from the Philippines.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How is it like being living in San Francisco? Do you like it?
I love it. I mean, the weather is nice compared to the Philippines, which is very humid. Actually, like I was worried that, you know, culturally it will be really like hard for me
mm-hmm.
when I moved here, but it's very diverse. The food is amazing. The people are amazing as well. The gay community is great here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like how great is the gay community there?
When I say like great, like there's like it's really established, like the gay community in San Francisco. That's what I mean. Because like in the Philippines it's like, well, around 80% is Catholic, so it's very conservative in the Philippines. There's still a lot of like closeted like gays in the Philippines.
Oh, that's a bummer. Yeah. Isn't it so weird that people still have to be closeted? Like, that's such a random, like, thing to me. Like, I'm just like, who's closeted?
I know.
I'm a hot mess today. I'm like,
it's okay. It's the weekend.
You know what's throwing me off, too? That it's been raining. Is it raining in San Francisco right now?
It was raining so hard yesterday.
Yeah, it just started this morning. Like, it was supposed to rain yesterday, and it didn't. And then I woke up, and it was, like, raining. And I was like, oh, like, I guess I'm, like, doing this today. But what was I saying? Oh, being closeted. It's so weird to me. Like, I've been out for so long. And, yes, people can be closeted, and there's a reason why people need to be closeted. But just, like, it's so weird that we have to live our lives, like, behind, like, this veil of, like, I'm not gay. Like, yeah, you are.
I know. Actually, I didn't really come out until probably in my 20s.
Mm-hmm.
My mom always asked me, like, are you gay? But yeah. I didn't really acknowledge it until I, like, introduced my partner to my parents. And I'm like, okay, yeah.
Huh. Was that, like, difficult for you to do? Like, just kind of accept your gayness?
Because, like, my parents, especially my mom, is very, like, religious.
That's relatable.
Yeah, I was an altar boy before. Yes.
No way.
I was a real true altar boy. Yes.
Oh my God. What was that experience like?
It was hard because like I know when I was still a child, like probably 5 years old, I know that I'm different.
Yeah.
And like 7 years old or eight, I was in the church being an altar boy, and yeah.
Yeah. That is insane. Well, it's wild and it's relatable too, because I grew up in a Christian home too. Like my
Yeah.
parents were very devout Baptist Christian. And
Okay.
that's how I grew up. And so I'm always really curious to talk to other people who grew up in the church because it's so conflicting, right? Like you get all these ideas from like church and like Bible and like God to say like you're bad or whatever. And then like you
Yeah.
have to kind of live your life in a way that's like, oh, actually that those things aren't true and
Yeah.
this is really who I am. And then that kind of like, I don't know, it's like a whole different layer of like lived experience.
Yeah. I actually come out to my aunt like before I come up came out to my mom, and my aunt is really like very accepting, but my mom was like, oh, take out all my clothes from the closet and wear it. But she has a different like concept of what gay is. So I tried to like tell her like that's not what I am. I'm not gonna like, cross dress or whatever. And she's really worried about when I get old, who's gonna take care of me. And I tried to like educate her, like that's, we'll cross the bridge when I get there. But
But aren't
yeah.
you, but aren't you have a, you, aren't you in a relationship?
I'm married.
Yeah, you're married, so you're
Yeah.
good. You have
Yeah.
someone that's like,
I
you can
know.
live.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I feel like, does your mom know about your husband or no?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, my mom died 2020, but yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry to hear that,
It's
bro.
fine. It's fine. Yeah. It's a bummer. Yeah.
Yeah,
But
it is a bummer.
I have my husband, and my husband's family is really, really supportive, and they're really nice. They're a great family.
Yeah, that's
Yeah.
cool. And then you, did you meet your husband in San Francisco?
No, actually, I was working at an airport before in the Philippines, and that's where I met him.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah.
So what, where did you like, were you like a flight attendant or like what were you doing at this
No,
airport?
I work at like a healthcare in
Oh, okay.
healthcare.
I see. I see. I see.
Yeah, but we just met on Grindr, and just we just get I know we just kept in touch, and like we didn't meet after 2 years, I think, and that was 2016. So 2016 and then 2018, that's where we met like in person. Yeah.
I feel like that's a safe way to do it because I meet a lot of people off social media, and
Yeah.
people are always just like, let's meet after
Yeah.
like a couple of chat sessions. And
Yeah.
I'm like, bro, like you have to wait a year minimum. Like that's my cutoff.
Oh wow, that's a long time, yeah.
I mean, sometimes I don't wait that long, but I'm just like 6 months to a year before you actually meet someone offline because people
Yeah.
are fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Like walking outside my house, I meet crazies and I'm just like, I don't want to leave my house ever. It's weird.
Do you cons now that you mentioned that, do you consider yourself a demisexual?
I feel like I'm on the spectrum of
Yeah.
demisexual. Like I
Yeah.
definitely do enjoy like meeting someone and really like caring for them and like really understanding who they are. That's just like in terms of like relationships. Like if I'm gonna pursue a relationship or if I'm gonna have a boyfriend or polyamorous, whatever, like I really do need to know a lot about you. But if I just want to fuck, like I don't even want to know your name.
Okay. I think at some level I think I consider myself a demisexual. Like I can't like be sexually attracted to someone if I don't feel like a certain like connection. So it's kind of hard for me to be a bater and like a demisexual.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, oh, does that transfer over to like your Gooner lifestyle? Do you feel like you can't really connect with other baiters unless you like
Yeah,
form kind of a relationship with them?
because like having Twitter and someone would like message you, oh, can we like bait without any like context of like getting to know each other, it's hard for me.
Then yes, then I'm on the same boat too, kind of,
It's
sort
hard for
of.
me,
Like
yeah.
I think in the beginning I was just like, okay, like anybody can be, like it's whatever. But then I just started to like, I don't know, like I just started feeling more comfortable when I know someone.
Yeah,
Like
me too.
have a conversation, maybe meet on Zoom, like kind of like have this like you're a real human
Yeah,
interaction.
yeah.
And then kind of explore like the sexual aspects of that.
Yes, yeah, it's hard. Yeah, 'cause like when you bait with someone, you're in your vulnerable like state. So I want like the connection to be as deeper as it can be if I'm baiting with someone. That's why I consider myself a demisexual. Yeah. 'Cause it's nicer like if there's like a chemistry connection when you bait, like
Do you
yeah.
feel like there's a certain level of like safety when you do?
Yes, I value,
Okay.
yeah. I think that's also part of why I'm a demisexual, yeah.
I think so too. Like I value safety too. Like you never know what pe who people are, you know? Like
I know.
how much do you know from like a short interaction, right? Like you don't know what they're capable of doing.
I
And
know.
I'm at a point in my life where I'm just like, people are just scary. Like people are dangerous, people are weird, people are gross. Like if
I
I know
know.
you and I have this interaction with you, like I know who you are, but for the most part, I don't trust anybody.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you like I had like a really bad experience like meeting like a bater. This is the worst.
Tell me.
So I met him like a couple of times on Zoom, and like of course it's just showing his like torso and like of course the penis and
So
all.
he wasn't showing any face.
No. And
Okay.
so he's from New York, and I love to travel, and so I love New York. So I went to travel to New York, and we like exchanged like contacts and like, oh, let's try to meet. And then of course I asked him like, oh, can you show me like pictures of your face? And then apparently he showed me like probably a younger version of him. And when I saw him, like, oh my God, he's like probably middle-aged, like really not what the picture he showed me. And I was really like, okay, am I gonna still like push through with like the
Wait,
plan?
like how old was he? How much older was he?
He's probably like in the 50s.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. Would you have been okay with someone that age if he had just if he had just presented himself that way, like
Yeah, I
truthfully?
would be okay. 'Cause like my husband is like in the 50s. Yeah. But yeah, and I like matured men. But the deception is what killed me. I'm like, why? Why would you s send like a younger version of yourself? Like, can't you just like tell me? And what's worse is like I well, we still push through with like our plans to like bathe. But then like he said he brought this like kind of like oils, different kind of oils, and like we were in a hotel, and like the oils went through like on the like the sheets, and it was yellow. The oil was yellow. So I was like, oh my God.
That sounds so suspect.
Know, I'm like, I'm not gonna see you again. In my head, I'm like, because he wanted to like meet the following day. I'm like,
Yeah. No, that's not okay. Like I just feel like listen, like just be truthful about who you are.
yeah.
Like I'm not gonna get grossed out and not gonna get like I've baited with men that are like in their 60s. Like that's
Yeah.
not that big of a deal to me, but
Yeah, me
just don't
too.
like lie about who you are. Like
Yeah.
you don't and that's what I'm that's like the scary part of social media where
I
like people
know.
are just kind of like and also too, I kind of feel like I don't know, maybe it's like really sad to think about, but like I feel like social media caters to like a younger demographic.
Yeah.
And like these older men are like trying to like, you know, they're trying to be cool. They're trying to use social media too. And it's like you can so use it, but just use it for your for who you are. Like you don't
Yeah.
have to like go on and like
Yeah, just present yourself, and you know, people will come. Like there's people have a lot of like likes and kinks and fetishes that you know, you might never know who's there, who's out there. Just like, you know, be truthful.
Okay, so like you're I know that you're a beta gooner, but like what are some of your other kinks?
I love like ball stretching.
Okay.
Like, yeah. I don't know.
Like with
It's
metal, like with
with
metal.
metal, yeah.
Oh, that's so hot. You wear a lot of that stuff, don't you?
I just I just noticed that I can't bait without like ball stretchers. I don't know. It's just
What do you
a
mean? It
different like.
doesn't feel as good?
Yeah, you
Oh
should
yeah.
try. You should try
I see you wearing it
it.
now. No, I do have it. I do have one.
Yeah.
And I do like it, but it's just like a pain in the ass to put on. It
It could be.
does yours have a
No.
screw or is it magnetic?
Mine is magnetic. I
Okay, I
think
feel
for me it's easier to put on, but some
yes.
like of course it comes in sizes and it's hard to like it's complicated to put on and like complicated with like the sizes because like not everyone has the same size of like balls. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always like, because my friend came over one time and he's like, oh, let me try it on. I'm just like, well, it's specific to me. Like, I measured it. And he's like, no, they're kind of all the same. And I'm like, they're really not.
Yeah.
And so he tried it on and just kind of slipped off. And I was like, I told you. Like, and so I've always like, people who want to get into like metal, like particular metal devices and metal like sex toys, like you have to be really specific and measure it properly because you could really injure yourself.
If you saw that picture, I usually put like they call it donut ring? Donut
Yeah,
ring?
donut ring.
Yeah, so that it doesn't fall like yeah. I
I do like
experiment yeah.
it too because it weighs down your balls because it only makes your dick harder, right? I feel.
Yes,
Yeah.
it
Where did you get that one at? Is there a store in San Francisco that you like to visit?
I like Mr. S leather, but I bought it from Amazon. Yeah.
I bought mine from Amazon too. People are
Yeah.
always like, what store did you get it from? And I'm like, Amazon.
Yeah.
I just like research how to measure yourself and then you'll
Oh
be
my
fine.
God. There's so many people on Twitter that will send me like a message like, where did you buy like that? Like
Yeah.
the ball weights, and I would say like Amazon, and I would just like send them the link.
Oh,
Like
that's
here you
nice.
go.
That's nice. And then you have
Yeah.
also too, like the black nipple suckers.
Yeah.
Where did you get those, Mr. S Leather?
I think so. I forget where I
That's
bought that one, but
okay. I miss wearing my. I just recently got my nipples pierced. Well, not recently, but they're taking forever to heal, and I miss wearing my nipple suckers, and I don't want to put them on until they heal.
I
Which
actually want to have like
your
my
nipples
nipples
pierced?
pierced.
You
But
do it. It doesn't. The initial piercing hurts, but like the recovery is not painful.
I'm scared of like the infection.
Yeah, so like I feel like currently right now, like they're kind of temperamental. Like they really do take time to heal. And so I was told when I got pierced, they're like, oh, it'll take like 3 months to 6 months, but it's almost 6 months and they're still kind of like healing. So I'm assuming it's probably gonna take like a year.
Does it make your nipples more sensitive, or is your nipple
So
are
my
your nipples already sensitive?
Yeah, so my nipples were already sensitive, and they
Okay.
still are, which I'm really happy about. Like they're sensitive. But I did have a friend who said that they got their nips pierced because they wanted them to be more sensitive, but then they never became more sensitive. So either you have sensitive
Oh.
nipples or you don't.
Because
That's how I can say.
mine aren't that sensitive, but once I like, edge and like do poppers, they become like sensitive. Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel like maybe because you're just like so horny,
Yeah,
like
probably.
you're just so turned on that everything in your body feels really good.
Yeah. Which happens all the time.
Tell me about the beta scene in San Francisco. Like, I have no clue what's happened up there. Is it popular?
So I think, so my mentor, which I, w the very first beater I met, he mentioned that there's like a version of New York Jacks before here in San Francisco, which is called SF Jacks, but it's gone. Like I
Oh.
think 2019, I think. Yeah.
Do you know what happened to it?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. Yeah.
Maybe people just weren't going along or like
Yeah,
actually
yeah.
attending. That sucks.
But there are a lot of baiters here in San Francisco. And there would be like organized like circle jerks by, probably two people from here in San Francisco, but I don't usually go. I went to New York Jacks.
How is that, New York Jacks?
Oh, It was amazing.
Oh, really? Was it?
I
Where did?
went with my best friend because he usually go in New York Jack's, and yeah, there's a lot of people, like a hundred.
Where does that get hosted?
It's organized by someone. I think Yoga Bader. He's the one who organizes it.
Okay, yes, I know who you're
Yeah.
talking about. Do you know BK Bright Bader?
Yes.
He goes to those a lot.
Oh, I've not seen him when I was there.
I always maybe you missed him, but like I always feel like he's always like chatting up or something. He's like, I'm gonna be at the New York Jack because I think he's in Brooklyn, maybe.
Yeah. I think compared to New York, SF is more like tame compared to like beer like scene. Yeah, it's not well established, I think, here in San Francisco, but in New York. I love going to New York. That's why I travel a lot in New York, because I've met a lot of like really nice like theaters in New York.
Have you been to LA?
I've not been to LA.
There's a lot of
Never.
theaters in LA.
I've heard. I've
Yeah, you
heard.
should come on down to LA. I feel like it's a growing thing. I feel like more people are like using the term side and like
Yeah.
people are actively looking for like more like masturbation,
I know.
like oral sex, like no penetration, which is really cool because I'm just like, oh, it kind of opens up like a more of a like sometimes I wake up and I'm just like, I don't want to fuck. I mean, I'm a bater, but like I do like to like top and have penetrative sex, but sometimes I'm just like, oh, I'm looking for a very specific thing.
Yeah.
And I feel like baiters most of the time give me that.
I think like it exploded like during pandemic, and like I think also like being a bater, when you're like looking for, you know, someone to bait with, there's always someone who just like just wants like to jack off. And like, you know, someone who's looking for anal sex, there's like a lot of like talking and like, you know. But I think it's easier for like, you know, there's a lot of preparations for like anal sex, and with baiters, you're just like, okay, let's go. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I mean that's what I really like about betas because you're just like, oh, let's bait, and then we can get like tacos.
I
Or you can get
know.
tacos before and then bait. Like you have that option. Like
Yes,
you don't have to
yes.
really worry about like your bodily functions.
I know.
I think my upstairs neighbors has a dog. And you can't have dogs in these apartment buildings. And I feel bad because I love dogs, but like it's kind of annoying.
You should report them.
You think so?
You should.
I was thinking of texting my apartment manager and being like,
Yeah.
hey, like I think there's a dog. Like, is this okay? I don't know. Like I just hear it running around like its nails on the top of the thing.
Because like if they're becoming a nuisance, then you should
But
really report them.
here's the thing, like sometimes like I only really hear it a couple of times. I don't know, like it's still in the early ages of like, is this annoying or is this not annoying? Like how much am I willing to put up with? I'm at that
Yeah.
stage right now. I've never
Okay.
met her though. I don't want to start drama with my neighbors. Like I've heard horror stories of like having drama with neighbors and it just becomes
Oh
like this
yeah.
like back and forth of like aggression and that's not okay.
I know. I had like not similar, but we were traveling and we got a text from our landlord saying, you know, there was a water leak from our upstairs neighbors, and we got home and it was like just all like wet. Yeah.
Like it was all over your apartment.
Yes.
Oh my God,
Like,
that's like my worst nightmare.
yeah. It
It was a lot.
was a lot. I'm like, I was just looking forward to like coming home and like resting, but we got home and it was like a mess, and like the carpet is like all wet. I'm
Who has to
like,
pay for that? Doesn't the landlord or
well,
like
the
somebody?
landlord should, but also like our neighbor didn't even like come inside our apartment and look what she's done. Like, she doesn't care.
What
Yeah.
a bitch.
I know. I'm like, whenever I see her in our building, I'm like, whatever, fuck you.
She just gave her a dirty look.
Yeah, I'm just like, I don't want to talk to you. Something like that.
That's funny. Whatever, fuck her. Like, if you're gonna like mess up people's homes, Like
I
that's so much,
know.
that's like the rudest thing you can do. Like people come home and it's a safe space. They like want to shut down the world. And for you to like fuck that shit up, like
So what happened is she left the water and the kitchen sink running and then went to shower.
how old is this person? Is she like an old lady?
An old lady, but you know,
Oh, okay. Oh, maybe
I
she's like
feel, yeah, you know, I do feel bad about her, but that, you know, she's old, but you know, you just can't like do that.
fuck her. Let's talk about baiting again.
Okay, sure.
Wait, so how does the dynamic with your husband work? Are you both baiters or?
No, actually, it's really the total opposite.
Really? How does that play out in the bedroom if you don't mind talking about it?
We still have sex regularly,
Okay.
but I've also introduced him to like baiting and edging, which he likes,
Fuck yeah.
but his main focus is like really like anal. There's also like a coming out like with my husband, like you know, I told him because like I'm not really a baiter before coming here in the US, and it just like I discovered it like 2020 during pandemic, and so like I think 2021 after a year of like you know experimenting and you know, I said like oh I think I'm really like a baiter, because like to me anal sex is just you know,
Yeah, like it's like okay, it's
it's
there.
okay, it's there,
Yeah.
I told him like I think I'm a baiter, and then he said like well that's just someone who likes baiting, like
Yeah.
masturbation. And I
Yeah.
said, like, no, there's like a whole, like, you know,
Yeah.
community. And I've showed him, like, you know, I showed him, like, Bait World and what we do on, like, video chat and, like,
Yeah.
Zooms.
And how does he feel about all that?
He's very supportive now. He understands, like, because, like, I have, like, some friends here in San Francisco who's, like, a baiter. So I would tell him, like, oh, I'm meeting my best friend, because like we're gonna bait, something like that.
Yeah.
He's very, very supportive, which
Oh, that's
I love
nice.
about him. It's
Yeah.
hard. There are also like I think I mentioned that on Twitter that you know I'm married and he's very supportive of me, and like you just have to you know tell your partner that you know the truth that you love baiting and in a different like level, and they will accept you if they love you.
Yeah, I think that a lot of people get hung up on that. Like, they're so scared.
They're so scared. I got a few messages from on Twitter saying like, you know, can you give like an advice like on, because I'm also married, I don't know how to tell my partner.
Oh, that's
Just
good.
yeah. I share like, you know, advice to them.
That's good. I feel like I feel like I might have been there at one point in my life. Like I would have been like, oh, like it's gonna be really difficult to date. I'm gonna have to like come out to them as like this baiter side of me and like what's that really gonna like entail and take? And I'm just like, no, fuck that. Like the person that you really enjoy and the person that really enjoys being with you is gonna really like work and accept who you are and be like, okay, you like this thing, I like this thing, we're gonna work it out somehow. Like it's not gonna be like a boner killer. You know what I'm saying?
You can be like you can like different things but still be together, like
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. Like there's
that's love, because like
yes, it
you don't
is.
care about the difference, you just love the person.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. And I feel like there's so many different relationships that dynamics that can exist. Like, why can't a baiter be with like a non-baiter? Like, that shouldn't be like a hangup whatsoever. I don't know.
Also like you know it's not like you can be relationship with only if you're a top, you can only be in a relationship with a bottom. Like you can
Yeah.
be in a relationship with a top as well.
Yeah, baiter top.
I'm like, yeah. I don't really pay attention anymore on like positions, like are you top or
Me
bottom?
neither.
I'm like, I don't know. I don't really
But
care about
I
that.
think that's what's so cool about baiters, though. Like, we're just like, we don't give a fuck. We're just like, okay, like, you're into this. That's cool because I'm into this. And like, I feel like
We are
for
more
the.
accepting, I would say.
Yeah, we totally are. Like, I feel like I've had numerous conversations with different baiters on like different sex acts and like, oh, I'm dating this person, but this person only likes like this thing. And I'm just like, oh, that's cool. You know, like, do you remember when you only liked that thing? Like, how did it feel for you? And so I feel like we're, I don't know, like we're easier, we're more likely to navigate that space better, right? Like, we're not so hung up on like, oh, you can't do this for me, and then every you're a total wash. It's like, okay, like you're,
We're non-judgmental.
yeah,
Yes.
but like all, we're non-judgmental too, but I'm just like, don't be so quick to throw everything away. Like,
Yeah.
have a conversation and like talk about like the kind of shit that you're into, and like you're gonna figure it out. Baiting. I love baiting. How
Me
often do you
too.
bait? You bait a lot.
I do bait a lot, but working in healthcare makes it a bit complicated.
Oh, okay. Like, are
So,
you really active? Like, are you on the field? Like, are you in like the rooms and like, oh shit, that must be so intense.
I'm a nurse.
Oh shit. Well, shout out to you for being a nurse, because I love nurses. Obviously, they're the ones that do like most of the work. But they're really needed, and they feel like, you know, more, we should have more nurses. I should have been a fucking nurse.
You should. There's still time. We
No, I'm
need a
not.
lot of nurses.
How long did it take you to become a nurse?
Well, 4 years in
See?
college,
Yeah, see, I don't have all that time. I've done my college years. I ain't going back to college. Like, I've done enough. Like, I'm just kind of like, I'm doing my thing right now. But I feel like it's so cool. Like, 'cause if you're a nurse, you could basically get a job anywhere.
You
Like, just pick.
just have to find which field do you like, because there's a lot. You can be in a hospital, you can be in a clinic, you can be in a hospice.
Is there such a thing as like a mental health nurse? Like someone that works in a mental health field? That's cool. I'm very invested in mental health. I feel like if I was a nurse, I'd go in that direction.
Like psych
Yeah.
psych nursing.
And you would like, I'm very
You and you'll
interested.
get pet you get paid a lot because that's a specialty.
That makes sense. I should have
There's
been
a
a
lot
doctor.
of like nurses as well. There's a lot of beta who are nurses as well.
What do you mean? Like, there's just like a community of baiters that are nurses.
Not the community, but I know a lot of like nurses who are
That's
betas as well.
so cool. Huh.
And like doctors.
Doctor, big beta doctors? That's so fucking cool. I want to meet a beta doctor. I want to marry a beta doctor.
You should. That's the goal.
I don't know, because I just feel like a fuck. Like, I'm at an age where I'm just like, ugh, just I need like stability in my life. I don't know.
I
I don't
also
know. I
just
feel like a
I
good to myself.
you know what? I also feel like there are a lot of baiters who are professionals. Like I've met a lot of like people who are like, works as an engineer, like
Oh yeah, for
accountant.
sure.
I'm
Yeah,
like, oh.
that's fascinating, right? Like all these people like have different like jobs and like different aspects of life, but like we
I
have like
know.
this one thing in common, which is like masturbation. It can mean a lot of different people. So tell me about you showing off online. Like, how did that begin for you?
Actually, when I discovered like dating, or like popper dating, I was online like looking for like a video on Etsy or something like that. And then I saw like popperbait.com. So that's where I found like, oh, you can go to like, websites or Zooms to like expose yourself. And that made me feel really like horny. So I said like, oh, I think I like exposing myself. Like I like exposing my bait to everyone. So yeah.
And so then that's when you got onto X, Twitter.
Yes.
That's very
And
cool.
I think like for me, baiting is like a ritual. Like, it's ho like for me to set up, it's like it takes an hour to like set up my laptop, like, because it feels like, you're it's like really a self-care like ritual.
No, I totally agree. I feel like people have like a specific way of like getting themselves aroused. And like for me, that process of setting up my space, like making my bed, getting it comfy, choosing my porn, getting all my accessories, like it builds up like this. Like you know you're gonna have a really good time with yourself.
But of course there's still like times where you just like, you know, just lie down and just like jerk off and that's without any
Yeah,
like setup.
but those are like early, like in the morning before work. Like before you have to get up, you're like, oh, okay. Or like on a Saturday morning, like this morning, I was like jerking off for a bit, but I didn't come because I was like, oh, I still have the rest of the
Yes,
day. But I mean,
especially
I can
it's the
come.
weekend.
Yeah, that too. But also too, like I can come multiple times, but like every time it's like,
You
I don't
do?
know. Yeah. Well, I mean,
Wow.
I can't like one after another, like I will like a bait. Come and then I'll wait like 2 to 3 or 4 hours and then I'll do it again. Like I need to have that time in between.
Oh my God, I know someone from New York who can like come and then keep like jerking off and then come again. Yeah.
That's intense.
He can come like 5 times. Like,
What? Like in a row?
yes.
Does he not know? Does he not have what is that period called? The refraction
He has a
period?
Twitter.
What's
He
his
has a
Twitter?
Twitter. Okay. Wait, what's
That
his
is
name again?
insane. I can't do that.
You can't do that.
Maybe when I was younger, but not
Okay,
now.
I remember now. Hard and
What?
stro hard and stroking.
That sounds familiar.
Yes.
I'll have to look them up. Hard and
Yeah.
stroking. Wait, have you baited with this person?
I baited with him before.
Oh, there he is. Yeah. I'm following him. Oh, okay. I know who this person is. Yes, I've seen this person. And this person's out in New York?
Yes.
That's so cool. And how was that? Good times?
One of my best bait. Yeah.
Wow.
Hands down.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's exciting. I'm always like cautious because people can like always like, you know, they show up on like line, but then you never really know like what they're really like their energy, you know what I'm saying? Like
Yes.
everyone's always trying to like make themselves be bigger and better online, but then like you meet them, you're just like, wait, is this really
Yeah.
it?
I actually tend to like gravitate to like baiters who are like really nice, and he's one of them.
Just like a generally nice
In
person.
generally nice person,
Oh,
yeah.
okay. Yeah, I feel like maybe that is more my vibe too.
Yeah.
I don't know, like I started baiting with baiters that like had a big following and they're really popular and they're just like it's not very sexy. Like it's very transactional and I'm just like, ugh, this just feels
Oh,
weird.
there's a lot of that here in San Francisco. Very
It's like, oh
transactional.
yeah, like oh, I want to bag you because of who you are. And I'm just like, okay, well, that's not really gonna like make me sexy or like make me any better at my bait. Like this is what the fuck it is. I don't know. That's why most of the time I just stick to myself because I'm just like, oh, like I know myself better. Because ultimately, too, like if we're baiting together, I'm just like, eh, like just you sit over there and I'm gonna do my
Yeah.
thing. Unless I'm really into you. Unless I'm really into you.
But also you can't disappoint yourself.
How?
What I mean is like, you know, if you're baiting with someone, you know,
Yeah.
something might happen that, you know, might disappoint you. But if you're
Oh.
just baiting by yourself, then
Yes.
you have the
Yes.
control.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. I think inevitably like someone will say something dumb and it would be like a total turn off. And I'm just like, get out. Like, did you really have to say that? Or like they'll pick porn that's like so racist. And I'm just like, okay, like, are you really getting off on this right now? Do you no, that's not. I think I come to the point where I'm like very just very specific. I want to ask a ton of questions, and I know like no one wants to be in an interview, but like I don't know. At this point, I'm just like, who are you about? Like, what are you into? Like, da da da. Like, who did you vote for in some election? Like, I need to understand that you're like a genuinely good person.
Do you have a specific porn you like to watch when you're dating?
Yeah, but I feel like that comes in with like my mood.
Yeah, same.
Or sometimes too, like I'll just start browsing and then like something will catch my attention and then I'll just like look more at that. Like if it's like sucking dick, like if it's oral, I'll just like kind of continue to like look at oral. And then I'll find a video that has oral and then I'll jump on that and. Does that make sense? So then I like kind of like go like in kind of all directions. Unless I'm very specific and be like, this is all I want to look at today, then I'll just be very intentional. But I love porn. I love that there's so many different like
I
sex
know.
acts to
Are you
watch though.
familiar with Baytopia?
I feel like, yeah, isn't he like a
It's like a compilation of like betas.
yes, and I feel like that person no longer makes the content. I feel like they stopped it. I feel like it was a person. Wasn't Beatopia a person?
It's like the a production.
Yeah, and they just like kind of like grab like videos off the internet and kind of compile them. I'm hoping that like I show up in with them at one point.
You should. There's like a Telegram like group you can join.
For Baytopia. Oh, okay, then you need to give me a link.
Okay, I will.
Once we're
I
off
will.
of this call, because I feel like I'm using more Telegram than I am for than I
Because
am X, because I feel like X is too public, whereas Telegram is much more contained, I think.
And a lot of like betas would post like their own like stuff on Telegram on that group. So you
Yeah.
can, if you're in the mood to just like browse like and get horny, there's a lot of like resource on that like Telegram group.
Yeah, I'm moving more over to Telegram and also, are you on Discord?
No, I've been trying to like figure out how to use Discord for like a year and I couldn't get into it.
Yeah, that one's really, I've started recently using Discord. There's a couple of rooms that I go into. I can invite you to those. But it's really cool servers. They have like different like rooms that you can like look at and
There's
it's
video chat as well.
yeah, you can video chat, you could do like share screen. I think that's why people like it because it's just like on one app, you can do so many different things.
Oh, nice.
Like
Okay,
with
that's
X,
nice.
you can't really share screen. Like you just send videos and like so there's like other apps that have like a better like overall usage, I think. And also too, there's this new app coming up. I think it's gonna be launching this fall. I think it's called BaitSpace. Do you know who this is?
Oh yeah.
No, BaitMates. Bait
Baitmates.
BaitMates,
Baitmates.
yeah. Yeah, I started like researching their stuff and I was like, oh, they have a podcast too out and they like talk to other baiters as well. I think they're in the UK, I think. So that's exciting.
That's exciting. There'll be more like website that's like beta like centered.
Yeah, and I think what's really cool about that is that it's app focused. So like it's you can browse more easily in the surrounding area, which I'm hoping. I don't know, I haven't really like looked too much into it, but like it's like a Sniffies for faders, which is
That's
cool.
nice. That's nice.
It's so nice.
Something to look forward to.
I'm always really excited when like people come up with like new like beta technology. Speaking of technology, do you want to play a game of Gunnergan?
Sure.
Do you know this game?
Yes, I do. I'm familiar with
Perfect. Okay, for those
it.
listening who are not familiar with this game is called Gunnergan, and basically it's just me like finding things in my everyday life that I either goon for, which means that I love it, or it's I either tell it to be gone, which means it's gotta go. So in your life, you can goon for many different things, but we're gonna play this game and then we'll figure out how many goons we have. Okay, number one, Excel.
Gone.
Do
I'm not really good at it because you need to be like you
Oh,
need to ha know like formulas and I'm like no.
that's the same thing with me. Like, I keep using Excel at work and I hate it. And I'm just like, why do they keep making me use this? Although, I did find this content creator on Instagram and she teaches you how to use Excel. Do you know this person?
I've seen that. I forgot what's the name of that, but I've seen the like the hacks. I'm like,
Yeah,
oh.
she's so cool and like she makes it really fun and interactive. And I'm just like, oh, I think I can actually use Excel. I think that'd be nice. Excel is horrible. Like, unless you're like a mathematician or like
I
you're really
know.
good at math, like, it's not even. I'm very basic with Excel. Like, I'll write down a list of things, but I'm not like doing pie charts and shit.
Oh shit, yeah.
Okay, so Excel can get gone. Unless you're like an accountant, then you really need it. Maybe you goon. If you're an accountant, you probably goon for Excel.
Yeah.
Okay, number two, Reese's peanut butter Easter eggs.
Gone?
Oh my God. Well, that was question.
I don't really like Reese's.
You don't like Reese's peanut butter eggs? Like Reese's and
No.
candy in general?
No.
Okay, do you
Just
like candy in general?
what?
Do you like candy? Just like chocolate?
Yeah, I love chocolates, but not Reese's. I
Okay,
don't know.
what's your chocolate? What do you go
Go
like?
to?
Yeah.
It would be like the Lindt, like truffles.
Oh, okay, yeah, those are really
Like
good.
I love like dark
Like the
chocolates. Yeah,
balls.
yeah.
I
So
like the white
dark.
chocolate ones.
I love dark chocolates. So yeah.
Do you like white chocolate?
I do love white chocolate as well, but if I have to choose, I would go for like dark chocolates.
Like a dark chocolate with a nice sea salt on it.
Oh yeah, yum.
That's so
Yeah.
bougie.
Yeah.
So you don't like Reese's peanut butter eggs? I feel like because Reese's will send out like they'll put out like seasonal Reese's cups like for
Yeah.
Halloween they have one, for Easter they have, I think, for Christmas too. The Easter is the best. Like I don't know what they do to it, but the recipe is different.
It bigger?
Well, it's like in the shape of a it's like in the shape of
Like an
an
egg.
egg, so
Okay.
maybe like this side, maybe a little bit smaller than this, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so I go in and you're gone for Easter eggs. Okay, number three, road trips.
Love road trips, yeah.
I love road trips
So
too.
goon for that.
Yeah. What's the last road trip that you took that you really liked?
I think we went to Arizona.
Oh, from San Francisco, you went to Arizona?
No, we flew to Arizona. Forgot where. But yeah,
Mm-hmm.
we like drove around like Arizona.
Oh, that's so cool. One of
Yeah.
my dreams is to like get like a big camper and like sleep in that and then travel.
That's so nice. Yeah.
Isn't that really nice?
Yeah.
I interviewed John. Do you know what John Allison Weiss is? They're like a
No.
recording artist. I interviewed him for this podcast. Check out their music. They're really good. But
Okay.
that's what they do. They like bought a camper and they
Camper.
basically just travel all over America and they perform music.
That would be nice, like, 'cause I also love like dating outdoors, so that would be nice.
Where's a good place to bait outdoors in San Francisco?
A what?
Where do you bait outdoors in San Francisco?
Marshall's Beach?
Ooh, what's Marshall's Beach? Is that like a nude beach?
Nude Beach. Wait, you haven't been to San Francisco? You've
Only
been.
times I've ever been to San Francisco is with my brother. My brother was went to Berkeley. So like
Okay.
that's the only time. But I never really like went to San Francisco to like chill.
Okay. You need to go to San Francisco and visit Marshall's Beach in
Okay.
in a warm day. It would be
Okay.
like packed with like, you know.
Okay, then you need to go to San Diego and visit Black's Beach.
I went to San Diego last year.
Did you go to Black's Beach?
I went to Black's Beach and
What's
I
better?
Black's Beach.
Black's Beach?
Yes.
Why? Is there more sex going on?
No, I just feel like, oh my God, okay. I feel like the gays in San Diego are more approachable and
Yes,
friendly.
that is
Yeah.
true. No,
Because
that probably,
like,
yes,
because
that's
when
fair.
I was walking Black's Beach, people will like, you know, introduce themselves and like, you know, yeah, they're really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have those mean WeHo gays over there,
I
do you?
know. We do.
Those can get gone.
I know.
Those mean gays can go. All right, so we goon for road trips. We love road
Goon, yeah.
trips. And we goon for nude beaches.
Yes, definitely.
Okay, number four, Vaseline.
Goon?
Do you use it for masturbation?
I don't use it for masturbation, but I use it on my nose. Because,
Oh,
yeah.
yes.
Yeah.
That's a very ethnic thing to do. Like Mexican people, we love to put it on our lips.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, it's really good. And then also too for like elbows.
Okay.
Yeah, so there's
Yeah.
like different reasons. Okay, I was gonna say God, but now that Now that we've talked about those uses, I'm gonna go for Vaseline too.
Okay.
Just don't use it for on your dick.
No,
No,
definitely not. Yeah.
definitely not. Okay, next, Snapchat. Do you like Snapchat?
I don't have Snapchat. I
Okay.
don't like disappearing like pictures or videos. I'm like, that's dumb. I don't know. I want to be able to like go back and see the picture
But
again.
you know that you can save the image, right? You can use it on Snapchat. I feel like I'm on the fence about Snapchat because it's just like there's a lot of young people using it, and I never know. Like people always are lying about their age, and I'm
Yeah.
just like, okay, this is weird.
For me, that's gone, like
Yeah,
Snapchat.
I feel like Snapchat's kind of like on its way out anyway. Okay, next, stinky feet. Do you like stinky feet?
Stinky is like meaning in a bad way, right?
Yeah, like your
So
feet stink.
gone. It's gone, yeah. I mean,
It's,
like,
unless you like have a major foot fetish, like I don't think anyone's into stink feet. Like
oh,
people get turned on by it.
my husband loves is like has a foot fetish,
Okay, but is it like
and
I'm stinky?
I don't think so. Yeah.
Ask him when he gets home, be like, hey babe. Do you like stinky feet or like mild stinky feet? The reason why I asked is because I had a guy and he was like, oh, like, do you mind like working out and like wearing your sneakers without socks for like a week and then letting me smell them? And I'm just like, I don't think you want that, bro.
Oh
Like,
my God, yeah.
I'm a big guy. I can like work up a stink pretty bad. So I say gone. Like, I don't like
Yeah, me
foot
too.
stink. Okay. And then the last one is just technology in general.
Goon? Because like yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I goon for it. Oftentimes, I'm just like, why does this even exist?
Yeah.
Like, you know, setting up the camera and it's supposed to work, like it's supposed to work, and then it doesn't. It's like, okay,
Yeah.
well, what good is technology then if it's not going to be helpful to me?
I know.
But you know, we have phones and we have cameras, and that's how we get most of our porn. So.
Yeah, computer.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm
Yeah.
always just like on the fence about technology. It's like if it when it works, it's great. When it doesn't, it's like a major pain in the ass.
I know. You're
And for
right.
the, but I think ultimately, I'll goon for it,
I'll go in for it as well.
because that's where I get most of my dick pics. Hey, thanks so much for joining me on this chat. It was so nice to talk to you.
So nice to talk to you too. Thanks for having me.
Where can people find more stuff about you?
So
Like,
just
where?
look for like Sniffer Bro SF on Twitter and Just for Fans. Yep.
Yeah, on the Just for Fans too. What do you show on your Just for Fans? Is it just mostly like baiting stuff, or do you do
Yeah.
more stuff?
Mostly just baiting, yeah. Yeah.
It's just you jerking off.
Yeah.
Jerking off your gorgeous dick.
Oh,
No, seriously, y'all have to go check out his ex. He has a lot of solo stuff. Yo, is that your beat session? Yeah, one, two, three, four screens.
yes. Yes, I would like put it in like the big like TV or like a monitor.
That is
That's like
wild.
I love like that's why I told you it's a ritual. Like I need to like have it like set up. Yeah. And they can
That's
also
fun.
find me on Bait World, Sniffer Bro SF as well.
Yeah, on this picture that you have up, you have the Baitworld screen,
Screen, yeah.
and then you have like a monitor with four different like
Porn,
windows,
yes.
then you have another screen, and then like you have another laptop. You're set up.
Yeah.
I
I
kind
love
of feel like
porn.
I love porn too, and I feel like I need to get like a setup like this. I usually just watch it on my big screen, which I guess works most of the time.
You need to just plug in the HDMI on your
I know.
laptop. Yeah.
So that's good. Hey, thank you so much. Y'all can find Sniffer Bro SF. Go follow them on X. Of course, all of this is not safe for work. But hey, listen, if you're looking for a really goony time and want to see a sexy bro show off, Go follow them and follow them on Bait World and also too on Telegram. So I'm BC Bader. Thanks for following me and joining this podcast. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and we will check back on you on the next episode.
Yes.
Bye.
Bye.
Hey, what's up? It's me, Beasley. Hey, I hope you really enjoy this episode of the Beta Escape podcast. I love producing these shows. I love talking to other masturbators about masturbation, and I just love talking to other people about sex in general. If you love this episode, make sure that you like, follow, subscribe, and that you're sharing. Probably the most important thing that you can do for this podcast is to share it. Share it with everyone you know. Share it with that solo sexual masturbator, bater gooner in your life. Let them know that they're not alone in their solo sexuality. And again, I thank you always so much for your continued support with this podcast. Love ya.